The Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart. I will sing as David sang. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will sing as David sang. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing. As David sang, I will sing, I will sing, I will sing as David sang. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will clap as David clapped. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will clap as David clapped. I will clap, I will clap, I will clap as David clapped. I will clap, I will clap, I will clap as David clapped. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will praise as David praised. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will praise as David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise as David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise as David praised. I will dance as David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance as David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will love as Jesus loves. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will love as Jesus loves. I will love, I will love, I will love as Jesus loves. I will love, I will love, I will love as Jesus loves.
Hallelujah.
It's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord. Let His praises ring. Let His praises ring. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Veterans Day. Today is Veterans Day, so we're going to honor our veterans in a little bit. Just want to say thank you for being here this morning. Let's just open with prayer. Father, we're so blessed to be in Your presence today. Thank You that You said where two or more are gathered, Lord, that, Lord, You would be with us. And, Lord, we're so grateful that Your presence is here. Thank You, O God, for being in our midst. We bless You, we honor You, and we say welcome in the name of Jesus. We welcome you all this morning. Worship with your whole heart.
Let us sing, let us rejoice. Come, let us sing, let us rejoice. Messiah's come, and He brought life, and He put laughter in my soul. It would have been enough if He brought peace. Come, let us sing. sing, let us rejoice. Come, let us sing, let us rejoice. Messiah's come, and he brought life, and he put laughter in my soul. It would have been enough if he brought peace. It would have been enough if he brought love. It would have been enough if he brought joy, but he put laughter in my soul. Come, let us sing, let us rejoice. Come, let us sing, let us rejoice. Messiah's come, he brought life with laughter in my soul. It would have been enough if he brought peace. It would have been enough if he brought love. It would have been enough if he brought joy, but he put laughter in my soul. But he put laughter in my soul. The zeal of God has consumed me, it burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped, a fire that cannot be quenched. I sing, oh, alleluia, alleluia. I sing, oh, alleluia. Hallelujah. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. I say, oh, hallelujah. Your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion comes your deliverer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! The furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And so for iron I'll give thee silver, and for brass I'll give thee gold. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thou art my chosen, for I have sought thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those that gather. They shall come back to their land. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. They rush on the cities, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the cities, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice for his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm, my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the cities, run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm.
Amen. Praise be to God. Did y'all hear our trumpet sound this morning yet? Woo! The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. You may be seated. If you can. We'll put that. Amen. Love you, Mike. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As we said earlier, this is the day the Lord has made. We can choose to rejoice and be glad in it, or we can wear a frown. I choose to rejoice and be glad. Today is Veterans Day, and if you haven't read the part that Pastor Terry has put in the bulletin today, please do so. And this morning I've asked Brother Rick, or Rock has asked Brother Rick, if he would come and share and honor our veterans. We need the handheld, please. Says it's off. Turned to on, but it says it's off. It must be off inside. I don't either. It says it's on. You'll have to try. It says off. It says off. It, red light's off on, but it says it's off.
Oh, it's a little battery light.
Just one moment, my brother. Bear with us, everyone.
Can you all hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I see why Pastor Terry has all this fun when he gets up here and gets to be outfitted every day or every Sunday. So, just like to recognize all of our veterans, and if they're available, please stand. All of our veterans.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
Today is David Ransdell's birthday, as you can see. David's not here, but we wish him happy birthday. Make sure that you do give him a call, give him a card, send a card, whatever. Wish him a happy birthday. There are no anniversaries that I see. No?
On the calendar, there was one tomorrow.
Okay. Ben Morrison's is tomorrow, so make sure. Family? I'm sure there'll be a birthday party. I love technology when it works. Amen. Would you read that? Remember. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Good thing we weren't in the corporate world. We'd done been shut down, wouldn't we?
Okay, I'll read what the pastor has written here, and it's called Remember. And it says, at 11 minutes after the 11th hour, on the 11th month, in the year of our Lord, 1918, the guns went silent, ending World War I, the war to end all wars. 1 year later, 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Armistice Day as a holiday honoring the successful conclusion of that terrible war. He was determined to make the world peaceful and secure from future war. At that time, Americans didn't know that only 23 years later, an even greater war would be waged with even more death and destruction. In the intervening years, Germany, a proud country which had been shamed by the world, quietly rebuilt its national pride in the war and its war machine, developing supporting relationships with Italy and the Japanese Empire. The Nazi Party led a national movement to rule Europe and eventually the world. After being surprised at Pearl Harbor in December 1941, things looked grim for the next 6 months. But the American spirit and war ethic quickly went into full gear, resulting in a rapid buildup of men and material never before seen. After four difficult years fighting in both the Atlantic and Pacific theaters simultaneously, the United States and her allies succeeded in winning another, even more costly world war. In the 1950s, in recognition of the contributions of American military personnel in both wars, President Eisenhower signed legislation changing the official name of Armistice Day to Veterans Day. This change would allow for recognition of those serving in uniform in the future as well as in the past. For those who died, we must never forget. For those who were wounded, we are duly bound to help them return their lives to as much normalcy as possible. And for the rest, those who served but were fortunate enough to come home unscathed, we sincerely thank you, thank them for their service. So remember today, when you see a veteran, thank him or her for their service. For without them, the freedom which we take for granted would have disappeared under tyranny long ago.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. Our veterans deserve the best. They've paid, many of them, families have paid the ultimate, and so we are so grateful as Americans for our veterans. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to all who have served, and even the families of those who have served. The families are the ones who pay the ultimate as well in many cases. So, and then the soldiers come home, and there's always struggles. I promise you, I know. Firsthand, I know. Yes, and amen. For our upcoming events, Sunday, November the 18th, will be our elders deacons meeting on the 18th instead of today, the 11th. Wednesday, November the 14th, the Bible study will resume. Thursday, November 15th, Bridges Out of Poverty. There is a meeting at the Boyle County Library from 8:30 to 12:30. November the 18th, Author Raj will be here speaking. I'm looking forward to that. Brother Raj is a good man of God. So I'm looking forward to that. The 18th is also Communion and Willows. So there's a lot going on. How about prayer requests? Any prayer requests? Mike?
I'm sure you've all... Are we good? I'm sure you've all heard of the fires out west. Well, as you know, most of you know, we're from up north, and Paradise, California is very close to home to us because it was just 30 miles up the road from us. I spent time up there with my parents. There was apple orchards and all kinds of neat things to do up there. It's a retirement community. And I don't know how much you've seen on the news, but we've been watching it very closely because it is so close to home. But as of last night, 100,000 acres had burned, and worse than that, 6,500 homes have been destroyed, about 300 businesses just in the town of Paradise, which is about a 30,000 population. I knew people I used to work with who are now elderly that live up there, I believe still live up there. Paula's sister, who lives in Danville now, worked for the sheriff's department in that county, so she knows many people. At least five of her close friends lost their homes up there. This is the worst disaster in the state of California history as far as a fire disaster, and I just cover your prayers for recovery mainly now. It was only 25% contained as of last night also, so there's areas that can spread. The winds are going crazy. It's a big deal. You know, God help them.
This morning they announced that 24 people had lost their lives due to the fires this morning. So, yeah, we pray for rain, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would cause it to rain on California, Father. Lord, that the fires would stop. Lord, that you would cause the fires to cease. In the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, give all the firefighters wisdom and protect them and protect people that are there in the line of the fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them to escape. And Father, we pray that you would put the fire out. Lord, that you would cause rain. Lord, that there would be rain even though there's no rain in the forecast, even though there's no rain anywhere. Lord, as the prophet saw just a small cloud, and before he could get to his destination, the rain began to fall. God, pray that you would cause it to rain in the name of Jesus over California. Stop the fires in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. And everybody said, amen. Anyone else? Ruth?
I talked to David Settle yesterday, and he just wanted me to thank everybody for prayers for him. He's been suffering from pneumonia and is still not totally on his feet, so... So we need continued prayer.
Trust me, I know firsthand that pneumonia will take your strength.
Good morning, everyone. Just an update on my friend Mary Lynn. She has completed her radiation treatment. I'm not for certain what all, if she had chemo or what, but my last contact with her, she said her skin was raw in several places, and she can't stand to have her pajamas on or anything, but she's still just trusting in the Lord that he'll lead her through this valley and heal her if it's his will. She does thank everybody for their prayers and covets continued prayers also.
Amen. Billy?
I ask for continued, my voice is going, for continued prayers for Mrs. Runyon's mother who's still in the hospital. She's not doing too good.
Anyone else? Amen. Any announcements? Anybody got an announcement that needs to be made? Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we also thank you in advance for the rain for California. Father, for David Settles, Lord, we thank you that you're restoring strength to his body in the name of Jesus, Lord, and helping him to overcome pneumonia and all the effects thereof. And for Mary Lynn, Lord, we thank you for healing her body, Lord. We pray that you would raise her up from this, that this would not be unto her devastation, but Lord, would be unto life. Father, you said in your word that in this world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. We pray healing for her, Lord, that you would minister healing to her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for Miss Runyon's mother, Lord, we pray that you would comfort the family, you would comfort her, and Lord, that you would raise her up from this old hospital bed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're more than enough in every circumstance that we face. And Lord, we look to you because we know whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So we ask you, sir, in Jesus' name, to answer all these requests. And Father, we look at all the requests that are above and beyond that. Karen Baker and Nona and Hope and Paula and Gabriel. And there's so many more, Father. We look to all, and Lord, all of these, we pray, Father, you would lay upon the hearts of individuals here in the room to pray for these individuals and pray in faith, believing that you will answer. And we ask you in Jesus' name and say thank you in advance. We ask you to bless our pastor and his family and his lovely wife as they are away this weekend. And Lord, we thank you that you'll protect all the hunters that are in the woods this weekend in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Anything else? Any kiddos that need to be dismissed? Nope, no kiddos at all this morning. I'll just be a kid this morning. How's that? Thank you, Rock. Thank you, Rick.
You know, under an older covenant, or the old covenant, they went to the temple to worship God. The house of God was in one place. It was in Shiloh for a season, and there was a temple and a pattern of worship set up, and there was the outer court and the inner court and then the Holy of Holies. And what's interesting, when Christ was crucified and when he gave up the ghost, weird things happened. I mean, earthquakes, some dead got up and walked around, but the neat thing is the veil of that temple showing the Holy of Holies was torn in two. They said rent in two in the King James, but it was torn in two, and it wasn't torn from the bottom like a man would do it. It was torn from the top down. And God did that to show that, you know, he wasn't in there anymore. And then when the day of Pentecost came, he put the Holy of Holies in our heart. And, you know, there's becoming born again and getting your fire insurance, as some people think. And then there's daily relationship with God, where he wants us to know us, and he wants us to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And as we go deeper, he requires us to get rid of baggage. He requires us to shake things loose. And this song we're doing, and we're going to go ahead and cut the first song for time's sake, want to allow adequate time for the word. The song talks about, take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. And it talks about, it says, pass me by the crowds of people, the ones that are on the outside and don't really want to go into the deep things of God. And take me into the Holy of Holies is what it is. And so, you know, no longer do we go to the house of God to worship. Some people call this the house of God. It's just a meeting place. I think our sign even says that Harrodsburg community might say church meeting place, meeting house. But we are the Holy of Holies. We are the church. We are the dwelling place of God. Now, He dwells in our hearts by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So I want to give you a little background on this song. Stand with me as we sing. It's called Take Me In. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see Your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for Your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Into the Holy of Holies. Take the call, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see Your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for Your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Into the holy of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Thank you. working through us, living through us, and Father encouraging us, keeping us going, and not letting go, Lord, when we sometimes feel like letting go ourselves. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for putting us in a body of believers and connecting us together, that we're connected to you as the head from which all the nourishment flows.
Yes.
We praise you for that in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would use George to accomplish your purposes this morning. We know your word's anointed, and we pray for him as he breaks it down for us and opens it up, that you'd open our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Give us ears.